And away we go here, Thanksgiving week, Monday, November 25th, 2019. Now, here is the deal. When you do a week of programming on Thanksgiving, you want to visit with people who you consider to be family. Now, last hour, we played our Thanksgiving tradition, the Phyllis Diller Butterball sketch, dating back to 2010. So that is the ninth time we have played that, in which Phyllis Diller portrays a Butterball employee, and we ask her a lot of questions. And, of course, our dear friend Phyllis passed away in 2012, but we still are able to hear her every holiday season through that Butterball sketch. Now, saying all that, Phyllis Diller was one of the funniest ladies who ever lived. But the gentleman joining us now, live, is the funniest person who ever lived, and truthfully I mean that. He makes me laugh like nobody else, and I know he makes you laugh in the listening audience like nobody else, because when he's not on for a period of time, I always get asked, where is he? When's he coming back on? It's always a lot of fun. He's become like family on this program. He's always so gracious to come on all of the time. And I'll just tell you how gracious this man is, because he does not live on the East Coast, where it is currently 9:13 in the morning. He lives on the West Coast, where it's 6:13 a.m. on Thanksgiving week. But yet, he's coming on live right now with us and for us, the funniest man alive, the greatest comedian of all time. Get ready to laugh, get ready to enjoy the holidays, because here he is, the unimitatable, unduplicatable, the original, Shecky Green. Shecky, happy holidays.
Wait a minute. I've never been introduced like that. Can I tell you that? Could you record that and send it to me?
You know what? It's being taped, Shecky, so it's already recorded.
And then I'll tell you one thing. You keep on talking before like a butterball, and I'm built like one right now. Since I can't walk too well, I've been sitting in this chair almost 18 hours a day, and I'm becoming a butterball. Mr. Butterball, what can I say? It's coming Thanksgiving Day. We're going to eat all the butterballs. The butterballs are turkeys, right?
The butterballs are the turkeys. And Shecky, are you a fan of turkey?
Let me tell you something. I've had chicken and turkey. It's coming out of my ears. I mean, I finally had it. I'm looking for other things to eat. I'm looking like, of course, you don't understand what this is. I'm looking for a good cook. I'm married to an Italian lady who cooks a lot of Italian food. I'm looking for a good piece of kishki. Now, kishki is a Jewish food.
What is kishki?
Kishki, well, I can't explain it. What it is, it doesn't sound good when you talk about it. Listen, as I'm talking to you, I'm waking up, so, you know.
That's probably, it's 6 a.m. where you are. I can understand.
Oh, yeah. And I've been having trouble sleeping.
Oh, no.
I went to the doctor, and I said to him, give me a sleeping pill. And because he won't take them, he wouldn't give me one. So I got to find another doctor to take sleeping pills.
Well, Shecky, this is your 93rd Thanksgiving coming up this week. Do you have anything special planned?
Yeah, my wife's going to have a few people over. We're going to have some relatives over, which is nice. And I just, you know, it's wonderful that I'm here.
Absolutely.
When you mentioned Phyllis, I got a little lump in my throat because she was a very close friend of mine.
You know,
she was a lovely lady.
She was a wonderful woman, and I always look forward to Thanksgiving when we can play that skit that we did 9 years ago, because she was so accommodatable, so easy to work with, and so funny. And to hear her laugh this morning in the first hour, boy, that just makes you smile. You cannot smile when Phyllis Diller is laughing.
I saw Phyllis Diller at her very first engagement in San Francisco. And she was on the bill with the two brothers, with Dickie and
the Smothers Brothers.
What's the matter with me? What, Dickie and...
Tommy.
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 You know what I'm talking about?
The Smothers Brothers.
Yeah, the Smothers. They were on the both working in this club. It was the first engagement. And at that time, I just, she did something with a magazine, and I said, what is this woman at this age trying to do comedy? She ain't going to go anyplace. And she became a big star.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think about this because Phyllis lived to be 95. I believe.
I didn't know she was that old.
Yeah, she was 95 when she left us. She would be over 100 now if she was still around. But Marty Allen lived to be 95. Don Rickles was in his 90s.
Yeah, he was 93.
93. You're 93 right now, still going strong. Bob Hope was 100.
Wait. Strong? Okay.
Did I use the wrong adjective there?
Well, I'm still sitting in a chair right now with television on, and this is as strange as I woke up, you just called, and there's a whole thing about Hitler on. That's not a good thing for a Jew to be watching.
Well, what a thing to wake up to on Thanksgiving.
My God, yeah, dude. Goebbels and Hitler.
Oh, God.
Well, listen, Ohio, I've got to say one thing. You know, I'm interested in politics, much more now than I've ever been. But Jim Jordan.
Now, Shecky, before you get into this, I don't know if Sean told you this when he booked the interview yesterday. Jim Jordan is our congressman. This is his district.
Yes, he's your congressman.
Okay, so the guy you're about to talk about, for people who don't know, this is our congressman, Jim Jordan. So go ahead.
Very rarely do I say this, to how bad somebody is or how wrong they are. This guy comes on, it's funny that Hitler's on, because he talks like he's so angry, so mad. You know, you want to interview a lady or something, but this guy, no jacket, nothing, the tie loose, the collar loose, everything else, and he's very mad, aggravating, and he's so wrong, this man, with the Trump situation.
Well,
it just aggravated me.
He stays pretty popular around here. I don't know how many times we've elected him.
Well, but that's because you have the Republicans, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though. You might find this interesting, that he is running. He'll be up for re-election next year in 2020. And this time, they've always run people against him. There was a lady they ran against him who was a school teacher. She ran against him like two or three times and lost. But this time, 2020, I think this was just announced, there's a young comedian named Mike Larson who's been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and he's done some things out in Hollywood, but he moved back to Ohio, got involved in politics, and he's running against Jim Jordan. Now, how do you think a comedian will do against Jordan?
He better have a good act. What does he open up with? Dear folks, funny thing happened on the way to the polling booth. Yeah, well, that's what you call it, the Ukraine. The guy was a comic.
I guess so.
No, the guy was a comedian on television. the guy is Ukraine.
Well, have you ever been involved in politics like this, Shecky, being a comedian?
No.
Apparently it's
a... No, not even... In school, they had me up for something. I lost. There were 400 votes. The other guy got 399. I got one. And what is it even mine?
Oh, I got to tell you this story, Shecky. Here,
I voted for the other guy. What?
Here in our town, we had an election, you know, 3 weeks ago or whatever it is, and this has never happened before, but one of our city council seats, they have counted every vote, and the difference between the Democrat and the Republican is one vote.
One vote.
One vote. Now, they've got to do a recount to make sure it was all counted right, but the distance that separates them at this point is literally... one vote.
Isn't that funny? Could you imagine the one guy that loses? He'll never be the same.
Well, that's what I said. You know, I think I would rather get squished than lose by one vote. That's one door you could have knocked on, one person you could have turned around, one person you could have driven to the polling place.
One vote. Well... It's very strange today, anyway. We'll find out that one vote the guy cheated.
That's right. We probably...
Yeah, the Russians came over. The Russians gave him that one vote. Imagine they interview the Russians. Did two people come over here and... And the only one that understands him is Trump. I think Trump speaks Russian.
Do you? I didn't know he spoke Russian.
Well, Russian would be better than the language he speaks. I mean, the man has very little... The education, forget about it. You want to know something? Let me tell you my feeling. I'm now getting mad. Here is a man that flunked out of a military school. And I said, father took him out. Military school. He is in charge of the greatest armies and navy in the world right now. This man that flunked military school.
There does seem...
Did I tell you?
Yeah, I know. There seems to be a lot of anger.
The man had something on his heel, so he couldn't go in the army. And this man is in charge of getting out of Syria, of causing this. What kind of a country are we living in today? Boy, am I glad I'm up at 6 o'clock to start. My hatred's from 6 to 7. Get me at 8 o'clock. I'm much nicer.
You ease up. Well, Shecky, there's one thing I got to do because I got in trouble last time I had you on because I didn't do this, so I got to do this. And then there's something important I want to talk about with the holidays. Now,
all right.
I don't know. This has become our thing, and it truly is. This has been years ago now. Many years ago, you told me a story about... you were on the Fantasy Island television series with Hervé Villechaize and Ricardo Montalban. And this has turned into the funniest story in talk show history without question. And last time you were on, we did not go through this, and I got a lot of mail saying, why didn't you have Shecky tell the story? Because they love this story, because your dialects, you sound just like the people there. So I'm going to set it up, and we're going to get it out of the way so people don't yell at me again. It's a little holiday treat here, and then we're going to get back to the holiday. But Shecky Green... Fantasy Island's a big television series at the time, starring Ricardo Montalban and little Hervé Villechaize, who was a short person. He was, I don't know what, small people. You can't call him that name we used to call him. So
I think it was a dwarf.
A dwarf. Yeah, well, dwarf's good. So he's a dwarf, and they're the number one show on television, and Shecky Green, who's a big star at the time, gets a guest spot on this show, and you're late. So take it from there. It's the funniest story. People love it.
I signed a contract to do the show, and I get down there, and I was late. I didn't realize they had one time for me to be on the set, and I had another time. Anyway, I was late, and they're all waiting around, and the little guy said, I want to tell you something. Do you think you're a big star? I want to tell you, sorry, listen. You know anything? You're causing a lot of trouble here. I said, well, who is this that's biting on my knee?
Oh, man.
So I said, well, I'm sorry, you know. And then finally his wife came over to me, and I didn't know his wife, but she said, would you like coffee? I said, oh, I'd love something. He came up, I want to tell you something. Hey, listen, this is my wife. You talk to my wife, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to kill you. You're going to do what? I'm going to kill you. I says, you can't even raise a gun that high. Yeah. And then they said to me, don't worry about him. He's a little crazy.
So Ricardo came over to you at one point, didn't he?
Ricardo came over. He said, Sheikh, I want to tell you something. It's a little strange, this man. But don't worry, he won't do nothing. Then I found out he carries a gun around, but he wouldn't do anything, you know.
Oh, my God.
But then and he used to say, the plane. Like, I think he really saw one. I want to tell you about the plane. I never knew he was French.
He was French. That was a
French. Yeah, I thought it was everything else.
God.
Il rentrait bien pour sauter les rangs. Beaucoup carnage, les camarades. Could you see that?
That's good.
But it's just unbelievable. I've never had much luck with doing those shows. I did Splash, and I was. They also gave me a time, and I came late for that, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And Tom Hanks never talked to me. Even with the scene that we had together, I think he was talking just to the camera, not to me.
So you and Tom Hanks are not well. He's Mr.
No, Tom Hanks is. I don't think Tom one of Tom Hanks' favorite people.
What,
although I think Tom Hanks is a genius. He's brilliant. He's wonderful.
He's Mr. Rogers.
I'm going to send him a butterball.
There you go. He's Mr. Rogers now.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, he went from Philadelphia from being a gay to Mr. Rogers. Oh, my God.
I didn't realize that's what happened.
His next one, he'll be Netanyahu. I want to tell you something. I didn't do nothing. My wife didn't do nothing. They're here, and they're making it like a condemning me. I don't understand it. How do you like Netanyahu and Trump are going through the same thing?
Well, here's what I wanted to bring up in regard to the holiday, because one of the staples of the holiday is, of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now,
yes, I know. I heard about it.
Yeah, so before we get into the big controversy with the balloons this year, I learned recently that the oldest balloon in the Thanksgiving Day parade is Felix the Cat, and he has been in the parade since 1927. And I wanted to find somebody who might have been there in 1927 when Felix the Cat debuted in the parade. Now, those people are becoming in short order. But Shecky, you are older than Felix the Cat in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
The little black cat.
Yes.
That comic strip.
You were there when he debuted.
Was Felix the Cat before Mickey Mouse, or no?
You know, he might have been. That dates way back.
We got to check on that.
We're going to have to run a check.
Was it the cat or Mickey who came first? I got to get my information. I'm going to rehearse. I'm going to tell you. Listen, I don't, of course, I'm not from New York, so I don't know about Felix the Cat. All I know is one of those balloons killed somebody one time, you know, and it was a big wind, and it was like it's going to be again, and they're not going to have it.
Well, that is true. I just found it. We just got the information here. Mickey Mouse debuted November the 18th, 1928. So Felix the Cat is older than Mickey Mouse. Shecky Green?
Yes.
You're older than Mickey
Mouse. Felix the Cat was one of the first cartoons like that in movies.
Was he popular?
Was he what?
Was he popular?
Well, sure he was popular. He was the only one around. You know, they try to make Harry the dog, but he wouldn't stand still for the camera.
Well, this year there's a controversy with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because apparently, even as we speak, there's a cold front moving into New York, and it's going to make it windy on Thanksgiving, so they might not be able to have the balloons out.
No, they won't have the balloons. No, and that's because of that person dying when they did have that terrible wind before. The balloon got loose. I think it was the elephant that got loose.
Do you think we should do away with the balloons? I mean, there was such a big part of the parade.
No, I don't think. I don't think we should. I mean, the tragedy happens, you know, it's one of those things. But no, if the weather and everything is fine, you know, people look forward to that. And when you're a little kid, you grow up remembering that. I would never forget Felix the Cat.
Now, do you watch the parade on Thursday morning?
Do I? What? No, I saw enough parades. I was in the Navy for 3 years. I did enough marching, and I saw enough parades. No.
So that.
And you want to know what's funny? When we were in the parade, they tied a string to me. They were going to send me up. I was going to be in one of the parades. there's Fat Shecky up there. It's like a.
You know, I did not realize this, but the parade route for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade goes right past the Ed Sullivan Theater, one of your old hangouts.
Right here, coming by here, is Felix the Cat. Now, I want to tell you, Felix the Cat is one of the oldest cartoons in the world. And we're going to have right here on our stage Felix the Cat. And Mickey's name is Topo Gigio.
Oh, you know, since we talked last, Shecky, the creator of Topo Gigio died.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It was awful.
Poor old Ed Sullivan, thank God he's gone.
This would have killed
him. He would have committed suicide.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to Topo. Hello, Topo. Topo sounds like the other guy, the little guy.
Oh, God. Hervé and Topo.
At least sounds like Hervé, doesn't he? Without the eyes. Hey, I went to tell you, and I love you. Give me a kiss, Ed. Could you believe it? That Sullivan, that's the only one that really knew what he was talking about. It was Topo Gigio, and that he didn't know how to talk to other people, Ed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. Your God, my God, everybody's God. Let's all believe in God.
We got to do something
here. Did you hear me, Jim Jordan? Let's believe in God. Let's not hate. No hating.
So
this is America. We don't hate in America.
No, we certainly don't. Why do you think Ed loved Topo Gigio? What was that all about?
Well, he never gave him a trouble, you know, no trouble. You know, he could talk to Topo Gigio. With the people that he used to have trouble with contracts and stuff like that, but not with Topo Gigio, you know.
Well, I want to get this right. On November 7th, she was an Italian animation artist who created Topo Gigio in 1959.
Woman did that?
Yeah, her name was Maria Prego. Maria Prego. She was, how old was she? 95 years old when she died.
Oh, my God. Did you know a lot of nice people? Could I introduce you to teenagers?
Well, she never did the show, Ed. Or, Ed, about called you Ed. Shecky, she never did the show.
That is good.
She never did the show. I'm just telling you that the creator of Topo Gigio is dead.
I'm going to tell you something. I got a good idea one time. I was making pasta. And all of a sudden, a little mouse, I ran around the house. I said to myself, my God, it looked like a Topo Gigio. What is a Topo Gigio? I don't know what it is, but it looked like a Topo Gigio. But for now, I'm going to go to the gore. So I took this little mouse.
So God bless her. She died about 20 days ago. Maria Prego.
Oh, my God.
95, the creator of Topo Gigio.
I hope to God that the next month you don't say, and we were talking to Shecky Green. Oh, my God.
No.
And, And every Thanksgiving when I talk to him.
Well, yes, you come on at the holiday time because you're like family on this show at this point.
Well, let me tell you something. I think every holiday is magnificent. And it, the only time that I see that spirit with on television and everything else is on the holidays with Thanksgiving and stuff. And I think it's wonderful. We're going to have some people over. My wife is a magnificent cook, so she's going to make a turkey. But I must admit to people, I have had chicken and turkey up to my maluka fudge at 93.
What was that term? You've had it up to your what?
Whatever it was. I fall into those things automatically. It's all my languages. What country is that? I don't pick one out.
I just want to fill in the gaps here, because now I'm getting information here. Topo Gigio is translated as Louise Mouse.
Louise Mouse?
Mouse. Louise Mouse.
Well, I knew I never heard that. That's nice. I wonder if Ed knew it.
Well, you knew Ed. Do you think he knew it?
If he did, he forgot it every 5 minutes. Ed, you want to talk to Louise today? I don't want no Louise on my show. Give me Topo.
No.
But Topo is Louise.
Topo?
No, don't bring two people on. I don't want two people. I want just Topo.
Now, were you ever on with Topo Gigio?
Do you know what? I don't quite remember. I've always wondered if I was on, and I can't remember because I saw Topo so much that it was also one of my favorite characters.
Now, was Topo backstage a lot? Did you see the original Topo Gigio?
No, I didn't. I never forget. You go right from your dressing room right to the stage. And
did they have a nice platter back there or anything? Did they give you some water or
food?
Food, yeah. Did they have any food back there?
And the Ed Sullivan Show? No, not at all. Now that I think about it.
So you just sat in a room.
How do you like that?
You just sat in a room, and then they called your name, and you went out.
That was it. I did a Tonight Show, and they came to Las Vegas here, and for 3 hours they had me going back to the hotel, up to the hotel, down to the hotel. It did before I went on. When I went on, I didn't know who I was talking to or why I was talking. I was so punchy.
That's show business for you.
I was with that guy that they fired.
Oh, they was this? Were you ever on with Jack Parr?
Never. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Jack Parr loved Buddy Hackett and stuff. You would think, you know, because I knew those guys. No.
Never on with.
But Jack Parr was not my type of guy anyway. That for me to get on with. I don't think I'd have any fun with him. Buddy did. Buddy said, you know something? I went to Japan with Jack Parr. And then we went and we saw the sumo wrestlers. And I was built like one. That's what he said. He says, they have that little thing, he says, around their body. He says, and they twist that and they make it tight. And then you would fight anybody.
Well, you know, Shecky, I'm a little worried at this holiday time because we have not seen our dear friend, Larry King, now since April. He went into the hospital.
He got a divorce, didn't he?
Well, he did, but he went into the hospital in April, and nobody has seen him since.
Oh, that's... Well, let's send to the hospital my name. It'll get him up.
Now, didn't you tell us one time that he knocked you out of the way at a betting window?
Oh, my God. We were at a racetrack, and he had this thing with me. I don't know what it was. He told me I stunk on television, you know. He says that I was not good on television. I think he's never seen me in person, but maybe I'm better, you know. Then I went to make a bet, and he come running over. There was nobody else over, and he went to push me. And, you know, and then I picked him up, and I had him off. I could have killed him. I really could that day.
You
saved his wife a lot of trouble.
You wouldn't think Larry King would be aggressive like that.
Well, I think he thought he was. We call it in Jewish a starker. A starker is a guy that, a big, strong guy. You know? Well, I'm talking about sumo wrestlers, starkers.
Well, it's
and Jim Jordan.
And Jim Jordan. Well, it's a holiday time. You know, people eat a lot on Thanksgiving. Did you ever have a diet routine in your life? Because a lot of people will be wanting to take off the pounds after the holiday.
Right now, I'm on a diet. I got out of the hospital when I broke my leg, and I gained 30 pounds. But, I mean, I don't know how. I don't know. Except that every morning I'd have a bagel. And I never realized a bagel make you that fat. You know?
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? The rabbi never told me that to not eat bagels. You know, Lisa, I want to tell you, Shaka, don't eat a bagel, but cream cheese, you're going to gain weight, all right? Wait a minute, I want to give you a couple prayers before you go home.
Well,
and then Thanksgiving, don't eat a butter bowl. Eat a regular bowl, but don't eat a butter one. Do no good a butter on the bowl.
Now, Shecky, are you still driving at 93?
Yes, I'm still driving. I got a big sign in front of my car. Look out, here I come.
So, where do you go? Where do you drive to?
I actually don't drive too much anymore. Across the street, I live right directly across the street from the hotel that got the horses. So I just drive two blocks over the hotel, bet my horses, lose my $20, $30, come home and cry.
So
I wanted to bet the number three, and the guy next to me told me number two was better. So I went off to number three.
Oh, my.
I bet two jockeys, let me tell you, or the two old brothers, Ortizes, in New York. They're the best little jockeys. I bet them every race.
And do they win often?
Oh yeah, they're sensational. Their uncle is a trainer. The father was a trainer. Another brother is a rider. You know, and on Thanksgiving they have horse meat. No butterball.
Horse meat. That's no good. You don't want that.
I remember during the war when horse meat was popular. Do you remember? Well, you're too young.
No, I don't remember
that.
No, I don't remember horse meat.
No, horse meat, during Thanksgiving, they couldn't get the turkeys and stuff.
So they went with horse meat.
They went with horse meat. Yeah, I went to bite something and it finished second.
Well, let's move on past the main course, the turkey. Let's move on to dessert. Now, do you like the traditional pumpkin pie?
I did, but it's getting a little boring. 93 years of pumpkin pie, that's enough already, you know? I really have given up on the sort of the pies. Matter of fact, I've given up on desserts, now that I think about it.
No more desserts?
Not too much. You know, it's an amazing thing is you finally say to yourself through all the years, I don't want it, I'm not going to eat that. You know, it's no good for me. And you eat it and you eat it. And finally you get to an age, and it took a long time, 93, and you don't have a taste for that anymore.
Now, when you were young, Shecky, did you have big holiday family Thanksgiving celebrations?
Not really. The Jews didn't look good in those big hats and everything. We wore little skull caps, you know? But you know what the pilgrims had, with the big collars and the big hats, we were not much for that. You know, I can't see a Jewish guy sitting around talking to the Indian. Listen, Chief, I want to tell you something. The corn was delicious. The corn was delicious. And what was that thing that you you don't eat the meat, you just chew it. Thank you.
Well, here's some statistics for you, Shecky, because not only is it Thanksgiving week, but on Wednesday, it's the busiest travel day of the year. Now, here's some statistics. This year, the U.S. Airlines is saying that 31.6 million people will travel on Wednesday. That's a record-breaking number. And AAA is saying that 90% of people will go 50 miles or more, making it the biggest travel holiday since the start of the recession in 2008. 42.5 million people on the road.
My God. Could I tell you something? I'm glad you gave me that statistic because I am not going to drive today, this week, Thanksgiving. Well, why is Thanksgiving so important that many people are traveling? Just for the Butterball? Could you see all of those cars and planes and everything going for one Butterball?
Well, I think what it is that it's in the middle of the week, so everybody has to work Wednesday, so they travel Wednesday, unlike Christmas and New Year's, where the travel is spread over a period of time because people have more time off. But Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, so it's smack dab. Most people will work up till Wednesday, so Wednesday becomes a huge travel day.
You don't think we're nuts in this country?
Yeah, no.
But, my God, AAA is really busy. They added another A. It's so busy with driving. There's four A's, though.
Triple AAA. A.
Yeah, AAA. That's what I used to tell people. You guys says, are you, when you drink, are you an Alcoholic Anonymous? I'm a 3A. I drive drunk at drinking. Oh, my gosh. People over holidays. We're told, don't to tell you what kind of minds we got. We're told where to go. We're told what's going to be. And people want to get into that traffic. They want to get under. They stand in line at an airport. Can I tell you something? It goes from what the line goes from one airport to another airport.
That's right. It's a big one.
We're crazy.
Well, and then also tied in with Thanksgiving is the busiest shopping day of the year. It starts on Thanksgiving now. All these stores opening at 5 o'clock Thanksgiving Day, and Friday will be the busiest shopping day of the year. Now, will you be out at the stores on Friday, Shecky?
Not on Friday. Friday's my holiday. No, I don't understand that. You see, we're told by the commerce and commercials that's the busiest day, so we want to be part of it. My God. And then the people bring their kids on top of it.
That's right. They do. They bring everybody out Friday.
Yeah. Mama, please, they want them. But a lot of those people go out, and they go to the counters where they serve these appetizers. You know, that if they're selling mayonnaise, they make a cracker with mayonnaise. I go for lunch every Thanksgiving. I go from line to line. Guys, I said, what's over there? A sausage. Let me get over there. Give me hold two sausages for me, please.
Now, Shecky, all the years you were working, did you ever have to work Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving?
Oh, I imagine. Yes, I did. Yeah. Matter of fact, one time in the lounge at the Riviera, we had a buffet. And they had the big turkeys and on the buffet. So I jumped off the stage and brought the turkey up on the stage, and I sang a song to the turkey. You know, poor little turkey, this is your day. People are coming to eat you away. Some like the dark meat, some like the white. I tell you, they'll be eating from morning till night. Oh, the turkey, what can I do? I've got a piece of, okay.
Well, let me run through here, Shecky. So we've talked about the turkey. Let's run through some of the other Thanksgiving standards here and see if you like these things. The cranberry sauce.
I love it.
Do you like it out of the can, or do you like fresh cranberries?
I eat it in a can.
I like the jelly, the canned.
I like that. But I like the fresh one. You know, my wife makes a fresh one, and she also has the one out of the can.
Now, what about the brown serve rolls, which have become a thing on Thanksgiving?
No bread. No bread on that day.
No bread. It's not a bread
day.
No bread. Okay, so we'll throw the rolls out. What about the stuffing?
It all depends who makes it. Some people make it, that bread stuffing, I don't like that either. But some stuffings, yes, some stuffings, no.
I've had a big question here, Shecky, because I was told the difference between stuffing and dressing is that stuffing you cook inside the bird. So when I went to the store last night to buy the stuffing, I looked at the box and it was called stuffing. Well, that's not in the bird. So what's the difference?
No, it's called stuffing, right.
Yeah, so does stuffing have to be cooked inside the bird?
Well, no, evidently it doesn't have to because you got it in the box.
Yeah, I got it in the box.
No, but I mean, stuffing is something that you just stuff in. If you got a bag and you want to stuff stuff in there, that's stuffing. It's just a word.
What about deviled eggs?
What about deviled eggs?
Do you like the deviled eggs?
Yes, I do. Some people make good. You know, it all depends whose house you're at, you know?
It does. Now, do you prefer the, sweet potatoes? That's a big one on Thanksgiving.
I love sweet potatoes.
Sweet potato. Now, why don't we have sweet potatoes any other time of year? People hold off on this.
No, we have them. We have them almost all the time we eat.
So you
over regular Idaho baked potato.
So at your house, it's like Thanksgiving every day. You have a lot of turkey and sweet potatoes.
Well, the poultry. My wife eats a lot of poultry. But my kid lives in Boise, Idaho now, so I get sweet potatoes.
Now, will the kid be coming in for Thanksgiving?
No, not my daughter cooks. She's going to be up at Boise. My other daughter goes to her house for Thanksgiving.
So you just have friends over on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to have some relatives, yes.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have a favorite relative coming over?
My wife.
Oh, that's a good choice.
My wife. My wonderful wife.
Now, does she cook the Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, forget about she's a great cook. Great cook. She cooks, she and her sister cook. Sometimes I wish she'd put her sister in the oven.
Well, do you get along with the sister-in-law?
Well, sometimes.
But there can be problems.
Well, she's got a strange personality. It's like when she talks, her teeth are clenched. So, you know, you get a strange feeling that she don't like it at that minute. How are you? I keep on saying, bring back Topo Gigio. Louise, where are you? Every little breeze seems to whisper, Louise. It wouldn't sound good. Every little breeze seems to whisper, Topo Jojo.
Now, here's a question. What do you think Thanksgiving was like around the Ed Sullivan household?
Right now there, my wife, well, let's see my wife's name. I forget my wife. Look away at it. I knew that woman so well. She's going to cut a piece of the dark meat. And here we are, two pieces of dark meat. Right over here, how about a nice sweet potato?
No.
Followed by a sweet potato. I used to go once in a while when we got friendly to a restaurant in New York with him, and it's sitting there. I don't remember him eating.
Never,
now that I think about it,
he just sat there.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Ed, are you going to eat? Right now, it's not Sunday. I don't eat unless it's Sunday.
And he had no food for his guests.
He had no what?
He had no food in the green room for you.
No food at all. No.
That's a tragedy.
No, I don't think he was into food that way.
Now, What do you think Thanksgiving was like around the Villachez household with his lovely wife, Donna, or whatever her name was?
Was it Donna, Linda?
Linda. Yeah, Linda.
I went to tell you something, these, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. To where I come from, when France, the French didn't come over here like the pilgrims. I went to tell you, they didn't come over here. Because you see, the Indians were waiting for the French.
That's right. You know, there's a lot of problem with that story now. People don't like to hear about the first Thanksgiving anymore.
Why?
Because, you know, we stole land from the Native Americans, and we now think that maybe the pilgrims didn't dress like that. We don't know.
They didn't dress like this. You could eventually find, no matter how good anything is, we eventually find out to make it bad. No matter how good everything in this world is, we make it bad. That's the human nature. This is too good, let's make it bad. Let the pilgrims, they look wonderful in those outfits. And the Indians look good. You know, you should see the Indians before they put their makeup on. Could you see an Indian sitting in front of the mirror putting the makeup? Chief, a little white around the eyes.
Well, did you ever have any Hollywood Thanksgiving, Shecky? Were you ever invited over to somebody's house?
No, because we generally did all the cooking. We generally had the Thanksgiving. So people came to our house.
Did you?
I'd much rather have it that way than go to somebody's house. I don't like to get dressed. See, I used to put that outfit on when I went out on Thanksgiving. But I didn't like going to people's houses for Thanksgiving. Because if the stuffing was bad, I'd have to push that aside. And the cranberry wasn't good, have to push that aside. Yeah.
It's a terrible thing when you think about it.
Well, when I was invited out, I used to bring a sandwich all the time and hide it.
Well, you always got
turkey. Did you want more turkey? Mm.
Do you like a good cold turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving?
No. The poultry is driving me crazy. I'm telling you, there's too much of it. There's every block that you go, you see a chicken sign.
You do. It's very popular.
They got chicken all over. Now they got a chicken with a sandwich. What's Popeye?
Popeye.
The Popeye, people waited in line for the chicken sandwich. Go to figure that out. There's not enough chicken.
And this was all started by Colonel Sanders.
Well, not the sandwich. The sandwich is Popeye's. Oh, the chicken was started by Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
I want to tell you, I make a hell of a chicken. I mean that. I was selling medicine, but one day a guy got sick. He said, "Don't give me that. I'm hungry." So I went out and bought him a chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well,
I want to tell you, this is the way the colonel talked, you know. Then John Y. Brown, who was the governor of Kentucky, remember him?
I do.
Yeah, he brought Colonel Sanders out. He destroyed that.
And he wasn't even a colonel.
No. He wasn't even a colonel. He was, I don't know what he was. He was married to a very nice lady, Phyllis, who was a model.
I wonder if it was all that chicken money.
Well, it didn't last long with the chicken. I don't know why. He had people invest in everything, and then they all left her. You remember with Kenny Rogers, he opened up, that's also Jay Warber, he opened up a chicken place, Kenny Rogers that time.
There's no money in chicken.
Well, Kenny Rogers left it, you know, that was a big thing with Kenny Rogers at first.
And I think it's all over now. You know, it's interesting. As we head into the holiday time here, Shecky, as I said when we opened up this program, I can't thank you enough for getting up early. It is always my pleasure to have you on. It is like having a family member on here in the holiday week. And I know...
Well, I look forward to talking to you, believe me. And I look forward to talking to people from Ohio. But let's all get together and figure out Jim Jordan. Jim, if you're listening, stop that. Stop that hate.
Shecky Green, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. The legendary Shecky Green, a good holiday laugh. Adam, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up next.
I took Pauline Trichet into the basement hotel to interview her there, and she is a...